I'm Steve Wahlberg, the director of White Horse Media. It's middle of November, and I'm in my backyard burning branches, burning wood piles. And thank the Lord, this fire is going great. And there's no danger of a fire in the forest because there's snow all around. Anyway, as I look at what I'm doing here and look at this raging inferno, I started thinking about the topic of hell, hellfire, which the Bible talks about quite a bit. A lot of misunderstandings about that topic. Many people think that God is too good and too loving to burn anyone in the lake of fire. Other people think that God's justice is such that if people, and we've all sinned, if people sin during this short life on earth and if they don't repent, God will burn them forever and ever, which doesn't really make his justice look very fair. And other people think that if they just make a mental assent to believing in Jesus, then they have fire insurance, that no matter what happens in the future, they will be protected from the wrath of God. Well, I want to clarify just a few things from the Bible. In Malachi chapter 4, which is the last chapter of the Old Testament, verses 1 to 3, the Lord says, "Behold, the day is coming that will burn as an oven, and all that are proud and all that do wickedly will be stubble, and the day that is coming will burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, and it will leave them neither root nor branch." Now, these verses are very clear that there is a day coming that will burn, and that those who are wicked and those who are evil, they will be in that lake of fire. There's no question about that. God's love does not stop him from burning up sin. In fact, he's going to burn up sin and judge it because he is a God of love. He wants to get rid of evil. This verse in Malachi also makes it very clear that the final consequence of being in the fire in the day of the Lord that will burn like an oven is that those who are wicked will be stubble. They will burn up. They will be destroyed. If you have any doubt about that, just read Ezekiel chapter 28 that talks about Lucifer, who became proud, who sinned and rebelled against God. And in verses 18 and 19, it tells us that God will bring him to ashes and he will not be anymore. He will be gone. Now, if the devil, who's the worst of all, is going to be gone and become ashes, then surely human beings who have rejected God, they won't endure suffering longer than the devil. In the book of Revelation chapter 20, at the end of the chapter, it says that all who are not written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. So there is a real fire, and Satan and the unrepentant and all of the lost will end up in that fire. But then the very next chapter says, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away." And then it says in verse 4, Revelation 21, verse 4, that God will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. And then God says, "Behold, I make all things new." And then he said, "Write this down, for these words are true and faithful." According to the Bible, even the lake of fire will pass away, and there will be no more pain anywhere in God's universe. No more suffering, no more sin, no more sorrow, no more death. God's going to have a clean universe, and everything that is evil will be gone. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm waiting for that day. And as I look at the fire here burning in my backyard, I can't help but think of the fires of the last day that are going to burn up the lost and the wicked and the sinners. And back to Malachi chapter 4, it says all who are proud and all who do wickedly will be stubble. It's not enough just to say that we believe in Jesus. We have to truly turn away from sin. We have to give up our sins. We have to repent and then choose to follow God for the rest of our lives. The gospel is not just some kind of fire insurance that if you hold up a flag and say, "I believe," but if you live your life like the devil, then you'll be protected from the fires of the last day. That's not true. Revelation 21 verse 8 describes all the people that will be in the lake of fire and all their character qualities. It talks about the unbelieving, the murderers, the idolaters, the liars, all the people that do wickedness. They will end up in this fire. So now's our opportunity to give up our sins, to become real believers in Jesus, to follow what the Bible really teaches, and not to be led astray by false theories, false doctrines, false teachings that put people to sleep in sin or that misinterpret the justice of God. If you'd like more information about this topic, I've written a little book called The Hot Topic of Hell, which you can find the link right below this video. Thanks for watching this, and may God inspire us all to truly be on the side of Jesus, to trust Him as our Savior, to live for Him, to follow Him, and to wait for the day when He will get rid of sin and Satan and all evil, and there'll be a new heaven and a new earth where we can live in happily and joyfully with the Lord and with each other for all eternity.